In the gospel today, we hear Mark's account of Jesus calling his first four apostles to come and follow him. He's walking past the Sea of Galilee, and he sees two fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew. He says to them, "Come after me." And they immediately drop their nets and follow him. He walks a little further, sees James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were mending their nets. James and John leave their father sitting in the boat. They just walk away from dad, leaving him with the hired hands, and go follow Jesus. Jesus tells these four fishermen, "I will make you fishers of men." One of my favorite shows is Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel. I like it because the fishermen working those crab boats are making a living doing something that seems impossibly hard and exhausting to me. And the reward for a full boat just never seems worth it. But it is to them. And they invest a lot in their boats, their equipment, and their crews. Boat captains have an area in the ocean that somehow they know exactly where to go back to and what kind of crab they can catch there. To help them, they use electronic equipment. They know where to drop the crab pots, and they know where to find them and reel them back into the boat. At the end of their journey, they either have a full boat or come up empty. They have training, equipment, and experience. And as they gain more experience from season to season, the better they do at filling their boats. Simon, Andrew, James, and John didn't have all the sophisticated equipment that Captain Sig on Deadliest Catch has, but they know where to cast their nets. They know where the fish would be, and by reading the Gospels, we also know that they knew when the fish would just not be there. When Jesus calls them to be fishers of men, they have to learn what that means and how to do it. Otherwise, they probably would have gotten in a lot of trouble if they just threw fishing nets over people and dragged them back to Jesus. They needed Jesus, over the course of his ministry on earth, to show them how to catch men. Jesus is still calling us today to be fishers of men and bring men and women to him. Many of us here today probably know how to fish in some way, but I never spent much time fishing, but the times I did go fishing, I had to learn to do it the right way, or I wouldn't get a fish. I had to learn the equipment, how to bait the hook, the process of catching the fish, and then what to do after I caught it. I also had to learn where to fish and under what the conditions. To do it right, I had to learn. When becoming fishers of men, we have to become skilled. We need something and someone to guide us and show us how it's done. To become successful fishers of men, we have the Bible as our guide, the words of Jesus. Along with that, we should also have a copy of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which clarifies and explains Jesus' teachings and points us in the right direction. Simon, Andrew, James, and John were fishermen from birth. They learned fishing from their fathers. The popes, bishops, and all the saints of the church over the past 2,000 years are our spiritual fathers. They've shown us how to fish for men, and they still do today. Just as fishermen know the fish or crabs that they are fishing for, to be fishers of men, we have to know people. We have to know men and women. What are they going through? What issues are they facing? What is their environment? What problems in society are they dealing with? Abortion, immigration, poverty, addiction, incarceration? A fisherman knows where the fish are. One of the most overused but true phrases in ministry is, "Meet people where they are at." Not just their location, but their situation as well. But then we have to have the skill. We have to know when to speak and how to speak to someone. We have to show love and kindness and gentleness. We also have to show some wisdom and be a little shrewd. We learn this by walking with Jesus and seeing what he does. It also helps to have a mentor to give us advice for our modern life today. Deacon Steve was my mentor. and how to apply what Jesus teaches us in Scripture. And as I mentioned earlier, our church fathers today, the Pope and the bishops, provide instruction on how to be fishers of men. They guide us in what Jesus would say about the issues of today and give us insight into knowing the men and women we fish for. This is the wisdom of the church. Last year, St. Timothy launched the United Catholic Movement and began efforts to fish for men and women and bring them back to the church. Many of you are involved with that. Programs like Alpha and Walking with Purpose are tools we can use to fish and to catch men and women and bring them to Jesus. The fishermen that Jesus called in today's gospel gave up everything to follow Jesus. And while not all of us can give up everything to follow today, St. Paul does remind us in the second reading not to be attached to things of this world, because these things can hold us back from fishing for men, but to focus on salvation. If you've ever gone fishing, you know it requires patience and tenacity. Sometimes you can sit on a lake for hours and not even get a nibble. But fishermen keep casting nets and lines. They keep trolling until they come up with that big fish, a pail of fish, or a full crab pot. When we are trying to bring someone to Jesus or bring them back to the church, we have to have the skills. We also have to keep trying. We have to have patience and keep trying. This week, let's think about how we are called to be fishers of men, especially if you happen to catch the deadliest catch or any of the other hundreds of fishing shows on cable. Let's prepare to fish for men by sharpening our skills. Try to really know the people we are fishing for and learn patience and perseverance. Be fishers of men. Cast your nets and lines and see what good things can happen.